Let's go to Comrade, who's on the phone. Hello, Comrade.
Hello.
Shoot.
Well, there's a couple of link questions, really, about measuring galaxies and the redshift and their distance from them. It occurred to me that my understanding is that all the galaxies are moving away from each other, largely because of the expansion of space itself between them. And I did wonder whether actually some controlling for that expansion might be moving towards each other or not, or away from each other. And of course, to work that out, you'd need to know both the redshift and the distance to the galaxies. So I know that they use standard candles, at least initially, to find some galaxy measurements, but I don't know if that's all the galaxies have been measured like that or not.
Tamla, what do you think?
So it's a huge question. Measuring distances in astronomy is no small feat, and there are huge fields of it dedicated to this. Standard candles is a great method, actually, for galaxies, and this allows us to tie into our measurements of a redshift and to verify exactly what distance that is. So the way this works is we have a class of objects, say supernova or type of star, and we think that we understand the physics of it so well that it has a certain intrinsic luminosity, a certain intrinsic brightness to it when it's there by itself. If we then scale that to a distance away from us, it's going to look dimmer. But because we feel like we understand the physics of it, we can then adjust for that distance. So those are our standard candles. If we can find one in a faraway galaxy, we can scale it to where we think it should be. The redshift is an interesting thing because this is looking at the spectrum of an astronomical object. And a lot of times we're looking for lines in the spectrum, emission from molecular hydrogen or something like that. And if this is shifted away from the frequency that we expect it to be emitting at, this can be either blue shifted if it's moving towards us or red shifted if it's moving away, then we know if it's moving towards us or away from us. Oh well. Coupled with this is the expansion of the universe. And it becomes tricky when you have local movements of galaxies moving towards us or away from us, because that does happen on a local scale. And then on a much grander scale, you have this expansion of the whole universe, the space between galaxies stretching apart. And as you say, you do need some sort of backup standard candle. Large scales, we normally neglect these local random motions and we say everything's moving away and we can quite easily scale a redshift with a distance. Local scales, it's a bit more tricky. Big question.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Chris Smith, Helen Scales, Ramsey Farragher, Tamla Masil and Hannah Critchlow. We're answering any science question you would like to send into the programme this week. You can email chris@thenakedscientist.com or tweet @nakedscientist.